Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The right fielder, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Don Lenhart. Batting second. The left fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting third. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Wood. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Owen Friend. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Snuffy Sternweiss. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Upton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ned Garver. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry takes first base on ball four. Carrasquel moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Carrasquel moves to third. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carrasquel scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a fly ball into center field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a fly ball into right field. Goldsberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos takes first base on ball four. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball four. Kokos moves to second. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kokos scores. Lawler moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lawler scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a fly ball into right field. Goldsberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Philly moves to third. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lenhart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend fields it and throws to second for the out. Philly scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Browns, 2. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss hits a fly ball into right field. Goldsberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Goldsberry strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Friend reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Lenhart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Kokoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kokoz hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Lenhart moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to third for the out. Kokoz moves to second. One out. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Kokoz moves to third. Lawler moves to second. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-1 in the game. Friend hits a fly ball into right field. Goldsberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zerniel moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sternweiss fields it and throws to second for the out. Zerniel moves to third. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 1 in the game. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to home to get Zerniel. Majeski moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Majeski trying to get to home. Wood throws the ball into Lawler who tags Majeski who's trying to score from second, for the out. Massey moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Sternweiss hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0 for 1 in the game. Upton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel misplays the ball. That's an error on Carrasquel. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 1 in the game. Garver takes first base on ball 4. Upton moves to second. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lenhart hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Carrasquel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel strikes out. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Goldsberry takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive towards first. Lenhart reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Browns. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 2 in the game. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox too. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zernial strikes out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Sternweiss hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Philly. Sternweiss reaches second base with a double. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0-for-2 in the game. Upton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Karis Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Garver hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lenhart is walked intentionally. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-2 in the game. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sternweiss fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-2 in the game. Pierce hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Lawler moves to third. Howie Judson now pitching. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lawler scores. One out. It's 4-2, Browns. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-3 in the game. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards short. Karis Quell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. the White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0-for-3 in the game. Upton hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Garver hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zernial hits a fly ball into center field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.